that this is part of who I am. As I embrace my negative, what I do is I discover my positive. I mean, look at the logic of it. If I never, ever, ever meet my negative self, and I never experience it, I will never know my positive self. How will I know the difference? And that's why it's so important in this process of recovery that we now take the time to go back and look at our negative self, our defects. And as we look at them, to use them as our teacher, to use them in our process of growth. You know, it's kind of amazing in life today, especially. So many of us don't want to look at things. So many of us want to run away. So many of us want to avoid. And so many of us want to deny. The sixth and seventh step says no more. Let's go back. Let's look at it. Let's embrace it. Let's grieve it. Let's feel the sadness. Let's cry. Let's go through the process of change. And let's begin to grow. Now, there are ways of doing this, very concrete ways. In the program, again, they tell us in the wisdom of the program to use the writing technique. Now, it's kind of amazing in steps 4 through 9, they tell us to do a lot of writing. Writing is beautiful. We call it journalizing. The more you journalize, the more you release stuff, the more you make it concrete, and the more you begin to work on it. So now what we'd like you to do is go back and inventory and look at your childhood and begin with your childhood. Go back and inventory and journalize and now begin to release and get in touch with all the negative concepts inside of you. For example, go back and journalize your mom, journalize your dad, journalize your family. Go back and look at your little child and look at the reality of your little child, the hurt and the pain. One of the greatest ways of doing this is through a process called letter writing. It's a very simple process. Sit down with pencil and paper and be able to take the whole process of growth. For example, take and write a letter to your mom. Now, please understand something, and I want to make it really clear, and I'll say this 2 or 3 times before I'm done. The letters you are now going to write as you go through the grieving process, you are not to mail. They are just for you. You are doing this process so that you can begin to grow, so you can begin to release. It has nothing to do with anybody else. See, begin to realize that each and every one of us has to give ourselves permission to dip into this process of recovery, to actually begin to release and let go of all those areas and those concepts in our life. In the sixth step, what I do is I now begin to write. For example, write a letter to your mom. Now you're going to write a letter of anger to your mom. You're going to be able to get out everything that you feel on the inside and put it on paper. The letter does not have to make sense. What you are doing is you are now learning in this process of the sixth and seventh step. You are learning now to inventory all the negative aspects of your childhood. You are now learning to release them. You are now learning to share them. As you begin to get them out of you, they become real. They go down on paper. And what's so powerful about this process is you're now beginning to regurgitate, to let go of all of the nonsense and the craziness and the insanity inside of you. And as it comes out, it does not have to make any sense, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to be angry. See, we fail to understand something. It's very special. It's okay to be angry at people and still love them. In the sixth and seventh step, you now may want to look at your family genealogy or your family history, and go back and look at it. And write these letters to your mom and to your dad. Write letters to the environment and the issues that went on in your life. The issues could be incest. The issues could be being molested. The issues could be being deprived. The issues could be all types of things. But you must give yourself permission to begin to look at each and every one of these issues. And then